Gospel, chapter number 1. John's Gospel, chapter number 1 and verse number 1. Appreciate the souls the Lord saved this morning. I hope the whole county gets saved in this new wave of God move. You watch, God's going to go to moving through here now. You know why? Because He's a moving God. And He honors His book. He's always honored that book. I'm glad He's a missionary-minded God. I'm glad He come after us. Come to where we was. And give us a chance to His world. And I'm grateful for that tonight. John's Gospel, chapter number 1, reading in verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word." It does not imply a start, but it does imply a state. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and watch this, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man that was sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. John, or he, was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. Verse 11, "He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God." You may be seated tonight. Father, we thank You for this time together. I pray You'd bless Thy Word. Help us now, let preaching be easy. If there'd be one here lost tonight, I pray that You'd save them. God, by Your compassion and grace tonight, help us now. We want to pray for all of those on our prayer list in our church. Be mindful, God, of their needs. In Jesus' name we pray and we ask You, amen and amen. This evening, I'm interested in verses 11 through 13. The Bible said that He came unto His own and His own received Him not. I'm preaching on the thought on the three of the greatest things that this world has ever known. Three of the greatest things in this text that the world has ever known. The world talks a lot about a trip to the moon, but that was not the greatest trip. We've all taken big trips and long trips, but that's not the greatest trip that's ever been known to man tonight. I'm going to tell you the greatest trip that's ever been known. In verse number 11, talk about one of the greatest things, the greatest trip was He came unto His own. Aren't you glad that God had sinners on His mind? Boy, three of the greatest things that's known unto man. One is the greatest trip. The Bible said that He came unto His own. Isn't it amazing that God loved us this much? I want to say first of all that, well, where that He came? He came to a world that was doomed. Friend, we could not get to where He was, but aren't you glad that He took upon Him the form of a servant and came to where we was. And oh my, I'm glad of where He came. He came to a world that was doomed. And then secondly, about this greatest trip, not only about where He came, but when He came. He came to a world in darkness. Now John the Baptist had promoted Him and said, "There coming one that's mightier than I after me." After there, that Malachi signs off the pages of the Bible, some 400 years God was silent. But all of a sudden God opens up His world to our world, and we see that He sent His Son, and that's the greatest trip that's ever been known unto man. Honey, it was not the greatest trip when man went to the moon. I can remember as a little old lad of a boy that put it on TV, and I thought that was the greatest trip that anybody would leave here and go to a moon. But honey, I can remind you tonight, that was not the greatest trip. The greatest trip was that God sent His Son and left heaven and came to this world to die for me and you. Oh, the Bible is so alive with great truths tonight. Boy, in this text, three of the greatest things this world's ever known, one was this greatest trip. Not only where He came and when He came, but why He came. He came that a world may be delivered. Now, not only the greatest trip in verse 11, but notice the greatest tragedy. The Bible said that He came into His own, and His own received Him not. What a tragedy to reject Christ. Hell is full of people tonight that rejected Christ. You say, "Well, preacher, I believe in Jesus." Well, have you ever done anything with your belief and been born again by the grace of God? The Bible said that the devils in hell believe and tremble. But I wonder, have you accessed this grace by faith tonight? My, what a great tragedy for people to not receive Him. Now, I want to say this, that to reject Him, I would say it would be the greatest love that man has ever known. So simple, but yet so profound. We get used to hearing it, but it is a good verse to learn to quote. Look in John chapter 3 and verse 16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." And I love this word, "that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Thank God I didn't used to have it, but I've got it tonight. He said that, "but would have everlasting life. For God what? Sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. And he that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Tonight, I'm going to tell you one of the greatest things this world has ever known. Not only this greatest trip that He came, but one of the greatest tragedies that they received Him not. You see, this is to reject the greatest love that's ever been known. And then in 1 John chapter number 3 and verse number 1, turn over to the right-hand side of your Bible, right over there before the book of the Revelation, and take a look at this verse, 1 John 3 and verse number 11. And there John said, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. And beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." Tonight, the greatest tragedy known unto man is they received Him not. This is to reject the greatest love ever known. You'll notice in Romans 5 and verse number 8, Romans 5, Paul's writing. My goodness, look what he penned down. in Romans 5 and verse number 8. But God commendeth His love, or giveth His love, or set sail His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Now watch this. Noah was safe in the ark that God provided. Remember, He told Noah to come in and God shut him in. And when he was in that ark of safety, it took him all through that storm. And friend, I'm going to tell you, so it is. Nothing's changed tonight. The Bible says that we're now justified. We shall be saved from wrath through Him. Not by our church membership. Not by water baptism. Not by doing good works. But honey, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm glad we're in Him, and we're going to make it through because we're in Him. If I died and went to hell tonight, it'd mean that Christ was in hell. Honey, I'm going to tell you, that ought to make a choir leader shout tonight, amen. Thank God we ain't got to go to hell tonight because we're in the Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad He's going to take us through? As I said this morning, God wrote a lot more about hell than He did heaven. I sure am glad I can read about it and I'll never experience it. But oh my, I'm glad tonight that one of the greatest trips, but yet the greatest tragedy, that they received Him not. I wonder how Christ feels in America. I wonder how He feels all that He's laid down to get us to heaven. But yet men, women, boys, and girls have rejected Him. People in our church reject Him. My friend, I'm going to tell you, your religion won't get you to heaven tonight. You must be born again. And here this evening, one of the greatest tragedies that they received Him not. Now, this is to reject the greatest love ever known. This is to reject the greatest life ever known. I'm going to tell you what, it's a joy to be saved. It's a joy to be a Christian. Thank God I ain't got to wake up and wonder how I got there now. I'm going to tell you, somebody said, well, I'd be a Christian if you could have fun. How much more fun could we have than what we've had today? I mean, just ask, how much better can life get? I've been blessed. I got food on my table. Got a roof over my head. Got clothes on my back. Hallelujah! I'm heaven bound with the hammer down. Thank God this life is worth living tonight. I'm glad to be an old-timey Christian. Hallelujah! Somebody said, well, I'd be a Christian if I could have a good time. Well, glory to God, I'm having the time of my life. Sure, it's trial. Sure, it's hard times. But it's great being a Christian. Knowing that your name is written down yonder in glory land, helping your brother and sisters in Christ through this world till we reach the other side. Being in a good Bible-believing church, preaching the gospel out of a King James Bible. Young'uns getting saved. Older people getting saved. How much better could it be, friend? Ain't nobody had to walk up in here tonight. God's been good to us in this day and this hour. Boy, to reject Him is to reject the greatest love and the greatest life. Boy, people think they've got it going on. But friend, I'm going to tell you something. When they die and meet God, there's going to be a judgment day one day. Man, isn't it a blessing to know you're going to heaven and get to have a good time going through this world too? Oh, I know it's the world. I know it's sadness and badness and not a lot of gladness. But thank God we can get together as born-again children of God around the Word of God and enjoy the goodness of God tonight. Oh, my. Three of the greatest things in this text. The greatest trip. He came unto His own. The greatest tragedy, but they received Him not. To receive Him not is rejecting the greatest love, rejecting the greatest life, and it's rejecting the greatest Lord. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad tonight a bottle's not my Lord. I'm glad a gambling table's not my Lord. Amen. I'm going to say something right here you won't like. I'm glad a pack of cigarettes ain't my Lord tonight. I'm glad the bachelor ain't my Lord. But honey, He's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you why I've never liked addictions. I've never liked nothing ruling me. I'm going to tell you tonight, if you've got addiction troubles, and we are all susceptible to having them. But honey, let me tell you, there don't have to be a Lord over us in this life but one Lord. And that's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm glad He said, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Boy, the greatest tragedies miss the greatest love that's ever been known unto man. The greatest life that anybody's ever lived. You know, you think about it. We take a lot of things for granted. Sunday's the Lord's Day. We come to the house of God. We come together. We get it on singing, teaching, preaching the Word of God. Go home. Fellowship a lot of times with one another and family. Come back and do it again at night. And I know that we're all tired at night. But honey, let me tell you something. There's nothing like being a Christian. I'm so glad the Lord called me to preach. I'm glad He called me to serve a little old church in Bowden, Georgia, that's reaching way out yonder in the uttermost part of this country that people don't even know her name. But aren't you glad there's a gospel that's reaching mankind tonight? Oh, my. Three of the greatest things in our Bible. One of the greatest, greatest trips that's ever been known to man. Jesus came. The greatest tragedy, but they received Him not. But there's another thing here. Look what the Bible says. It changes now in verse 12. There's the greatest transaction. But as many as received Him, to them, I like this, gave He power to become the sons of God. What a transaction. I'm glad that as many as received Him, to them He gave power to become the sons of God. Oh, tonight, friend, I'm going to tell you the greatest transaction is when a man, woman, boy, and girl comes to Jesus and they're saved for an eternal world, given eternal peace, and all of hell's hounds cannot do nothing about it. I'm glad what God does, He does forever. Boy, I'm going to tell you tonight the greatest transaction. Look at it in verse 12. But as many as received Him. I heard a man say one day, well, you don't have to do nothing to be saved. The Bible teaches you've got to receive Christ. I think I'm going to stand on the book till Jesus comes because it still works. The greatest transaction, as many as received Him, look what He done, then He gave. You don't have to buy it, you just have to receive it. And isn't that a blessing that we can receive Him tonight? Oh, I sure am glad that He loves old sinners. Now, I want to say this in closing this evening. The greatest transaction, first of all, because of the people. Even the ruined, even the religious, and even the rebellious. The greatest transaction that's ever been known to man is those that would receive Him and be eternally saved. What a transaction. The morning I got saved, I got a lot more than what I thought I got. And I'm going to tell you, I ain't got it all figured out tonight, but I'm going to tell you this, I got a lot more that day than what I thought I got. Thank Him for the provisions of being saved, the promises of being... Isn't it a blessing knowing you're walking through this world eternally saved? How long's eternity? Well, what God does, He does forever. What a transaction. Those that receive Him, then He would give them something in return. Not that you give something, then He gives you. Isn't that a win-win situation? Receive Him, then He gives you something. Oh, I sure am glad of this greatest transaction tonight. You see, because of the people and then because of the plan. Brother Randy said it right this morning. Just as childlike faith. Little Jenna come to the Lord today. And that's the way that you've got to come. Brother Roger came. Simple, childlike. I'm going to tell you that I believe a lot of times the devil tricks people why we don't see more people get saved. People think it's hard to get saved. But all you've got to do is turn your heart to Christ and come to Him by faith. Now watch what the Bible says. The greatest transaction, because of the people, because of the plan, but because of the provisions, the Bible said, to become the sons of God. In Ephesians chapter number 2 this evening, in verse number 8, Ephesians 2, in verse number 8. Brother David, I wish you and Miss Sherry would be getting us a song together. I want to give an invitation tonight. I'm not sure that the Lord is done with what He was moving through here this morning. But I'm going to tell you, three of the greatest things this world has ever known, the greatest trip, the greatest tragedy, but the greatest transaction. Because of the people, because of the plan, but because of the provisions. In Ephesians 2, in verse number 8, for by grace are ye saved. That's a good, wholesome Bible word. You know the word saved, if you look it up, what it means to rescue. I'm glad God's still reaching people. And look what it says, for by grace are ye saved. Look, through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Tonight, three of the greatest things that could ever be in our Bible is the greatest trip. Isn't that amazing? You know, when you really sit down and think about God left His world, born of a virgin, born in a lowly stable, walked in this world, got on a cross. The devil thought that he had him, but he cried, "It's finished." And he paid the price for you and me. And therefore tonight, the greatest provision that he could ever do is to let this transaction take place. Wouldn't it be awful if that Bible said if everybody would bring money? What if you didn't have money? If everybody was this skin color, what if you wasn't that color? If everybody was this age, what if you wasn't that age? But he simply said, for by grace are you saved. One of the greatest stories ever been in our Bible is those that received Him, to them He gave power to become the sons of God. Stand with us all around the house tonight.